We're at the end of Eis Hei. The last thing the Rebbe was discussing is from the sequence of the Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe, it implies that the level of Kosis Lamor, Kosis that makes the Mesiras Nefesh, reveals not only Or but also the source of light, is he mixes in first through the level of Meshe Rabbeinu, Raya Mehemna. So he says, that's an explanation, because who reveals that level of Mesiras Nefesh within the Jew, who reveals the level of Kosis within the Jew, that's Meshe Rabbeinu. And he starts explaining, there's two reasons why Jews believe, either because the Neshama Lamaila sees Elokus, or because the Neshama is Elokus. And he says, let's see this paragraph again. Now we can understand Kasha and Yonim Sheba Maimed, the sequence in the Maimed. She'inyin Kosis Lamor, that the Inyan of Kosis comes in continuation to the level of Meshadayim Mehemna. What's the connection? Kizesh and Meshazon and Fanasiramunna. Shadeva Pnimi is this, the Meshadabainu feeds the Munna. That it should be internalized, so Ide Shemegalis, that's a Meneshama, which is higher than Mazlei Ochazi, Mor, which is higher than Or. In other words, who reveals that level within the neshama of Kosis? That's the level of Meshe Rabbeinu. Umashokosis, Kosis Lamor, Mevai, Bamaimet. Shebachdei, Lagi, Lamor, in order to come to this origin of light, is through the level of Kosis of Golus, he says, because Iker Inyan, Iker Gili, the Esam and Neshama, because the primary level of revealing the essence of the neshama is the level Mesiras Nefesh, is primarily in the time of Gol. So he can explain. Okay, this is where we're up to. Oizvav. The Inyan is as follows. This, that the Amun of the Yidden is in a way that he's ready to be Mesir Nefesh, who be'ik is primarily in the Amunah that comes from Esim and Neshama. Okay? There's Amuna that comes because the Neshama Lamaila sees Alukus, and then there's the essence of the Neshama. He says the primary level of Mesiras Nefesh comes from this higher level of Amuna, that is, this is the essence of the Neshama. Because Mitzad Amuna Mitzad Zeh Shureya Mazlai Ochozi Alpha Gagam Shubatek of Godel, even though it's very, very powerful. Like he said, after Shemitzad Riyah, his amt is gedele b'yeser. In other words, he says like this: the lower level of Amunah, which is also very high, the Rebbe says, is because the neshama sees Elokus. Now, seeing is believing, as the English expression goes. So, even though that neshama lamaila sees Elokus, which affects the neshama in the body, also to have Amunah and Elokus, but he says, kiven shamunah shemitzad siba, because he sees. It's not connected to his essence, and it's not forced, or it's not proven, that the person will be Meisa Nefesh. Meaning like this: giving up your life is only when it touches your core. If it comes from something because Neshama sees Elokus, even though seeing Elokus is very, very powerful, but it's still cause of it, seeing Elokus. So it's not the same as Mesiras Nefesh that comes from the essence of the Neshama, because real Mesiras Nefesh is when the essence is ready to give itself up, because the essence is Elokus. And the Rebbe says this explains Halacha, why even though seeing is very powerful, the din is, the Rebbe quotes in the order at the bottom, a witness cannot become a judge. Especially not murder cases. In a murder case, if one of the judges saw the murder, they cannot testify. Or one of the witnesses cannot be a judge. Why? Because a judge has to be impartial. A judge cannot be biased. The fact that you saw it, there's no way somebody will prove to you that it didn't happen. And then you're not going to be impartial. So you can't be a proper judge. So he says, yes, it's very powerful. But still, something that's caused by something is limited in how much it's caused. He said, "V'zeh shamunah di Yisrael, who be'efen shum meisin nafshel hazeh." This, though, that the person has a munah in a way that he's ready to give up his life. Im mipnei shamunah balukus is a etzim shali. This is me. And if it's me, I cannot deny the existence of Hashem. It's a very simple thing. Real Mesiras Nefesh is when it touches to your core. Meaning, because I am Elokus, I cannot separate myself from Elokus. I can't. It's just impossible. And Chassidus brings on another interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, an animal, even though it has no seichel, no rational, it's only governed, dictated by instincts. An animal that jumps into a fire is a crazy animal. A normal animal cannot jump into fire. It doesn't have any rational to understand you're going to get burned. It just can't be. So if the neshama is a lukus, it just can't kill itself by denying the existence of Hashem, in which is committing any sin. Based on this, we can understand. What it says in the Maimer, this that Moshe Rabbeinu was Raya Mehemna Shuzon, and we find this as Amunah, that he actually feeds the Amunah, is Gamba Negel Rei Yisrael Shebechol Dod. It's not only this level of Moshe Rabbeinu, this level of Amunah, that the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation reveals the essence in the Jew that it can't be any other way. This is not only the original Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation. Now what do they do? The role, that's why a Rebbe is called Raya Mehemna, the shepherd of faith. What is the role, bottom line, of a Rebbe? Is to strengthen the amuna in that every yid has. That what? Okay? That they should keep their mitzvahs. He said, the l'cheira, zeh shemesh shazanim mefanis amuna. This, the Moshe Rabbeinu feeds amuna. How does Moshe Rabbeinu feed amuna? They can explain, become kemis, and in that maimer itself of the Friedrich Rebbe, ayde shemashpia liyisrael. Das belokus shayidei zeh bo amuna bepnimis. In a lot of places, we learned also, another, it's not different, the Rebbe says, other places it says, what's the role of Moshe Rabbeinu? To give das, that Jews should feel Elokus. Like we learned in the recent Maimer, V'nasati eisev v'sotcha levem techo, v'yachalt of savata. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, I am going to give grass for the animals when Hashem gives the grass? So the answer is, okay, the Medrash says when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, he was Hashem's microphone. So when the microphone says, I'm going to give, it doesn't mean the mic. It means the guy speaking into the mic. So Meshach, but therefore, but Chassidus explains it deeper. We learned there's neshamas that are called Behema and Adam. Behema has no feeling of Elokus. Neshamas of Zed Adam do. What's the role of Meshach Rabbeinu? To reveal Das, feeling of Elokus, even into those neshamas that on their own don't have das. They're called Zera Behema. So Lechera explained that because he's Mamshech Das. He says,
it's feeling.
Huh?
You said that is feeling.
Feeling.
Did you say das is feeling?
Yeah.
That's cognition.
That's feeling. When you feel it, then you understand it. V'zeh sh'rei yisol sh'b'chol dor. Mechazken samuna b'amavur b'mayim ezeh. Is what Shamuna the Yisrael Tia Be'efin the Mesiras Nefesh, meaning like this: Moshe Rabbeinu reveals Das into the Yidden, and that causes the Jew to feel that they are an existence of Hashem, and that causes them to have Mesiras Nefesh. That's the role of a Rebbe in every generation, to bring Das, feeling of Elokus, into every single Yid. And through that, it affects them in a way that they have Mesiras Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. V'apianal Yeshleimer, based on this, we could explain, She'ikir inyon d'rayim mehemna, what is the primary level of d'rayim mehemna? She'uzon u'mefanis ha'samuna atzma. By the way, it's not called raya das, it's called raya mehemna. It's amuna. The primary goal of a Rebbe is to reveal amuna bring down emunah within the Jew in a way that he feels this is it. That the emunah of the Jew should not because the neshama sees the lower level of emunah. That the neshama sees alukus. Because of the essence. In other words, the primary role of a Rebbe is to reveal in every yid that they are a part of God. They are a lukus. And therefore, this that Moshe Rabbeinu reveals the emunah through Das and Asoga is Teitzah Mizah, an offshoot of that, that he feeds emunah itself. In other words, this that Moshe Rabbeinu reveals Das to the Eden is an offshoot of the fact that he actually reveals the essence of the neshama of every Jew, like we said yesterday, Chiddush of a Nefesh, in a way that the emunah is they feel Elokus. And what do they feel? I am godly, not God. Remember, people think they're God. That's not good. They realize they're godly,
of course.
And therefore, by the way, it's an interesting point over here. And therefore, if I am godly, number one, it's impossible for me to separate myself from Hashem, because if that's me and I give and I don't do it, then I'm killing myself. Then I'm partially killing myself.
So we are our own.
But a deeper level. Therefore, what comes out from this is, if that's the level that the Rebbe reveals within every neshama, then there isn't a thing a neshama can't do. Because if you're a chelek alaka, you reveal that you're godly, that's what you are, a part of God. So just say God, there's no impossible for God, there's no impossible for the Jew.
Therefore,
well, you should try at least. Okay, now, like you said before, that how do you reveal emunah? In das, by revealing the connection between the essence of the neshama and Hashem. And based on this, it's like this. Now, okay. So what's the role of a Rebbe? The role of a Rebbe is to connect the Yidden to Hashem. Now, therefore, a generation that needed Mesiras Nefesh, what's the role of a Rebbe? To reveal the power of Mesiras Nefesh in the Yidden of that generation. If it's a generation that doesn't need Mesiras Nefesh, then the Rebbe is not going to reveal it because they don't need it. The role of the Rebbe is saying, is to reveal the connection between a Jew and Hashem. If the connection needs to be only through Mesiras Nefesh, then that's what the Rebbe reveals. If not, not. In fact, like that, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, in Moshe Rabbeinu's generation, there was no need for the Jews to have Mesiras Nefesh. In fact, in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe asked a question. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, "Mechol v'alchon nafshchom miyadecha"? You know, you have to have Mesiras Nefesh. In his generation, there was no need for Mesiras. What was getting in the way? There was no communists. There were no Hitlers. There were no, I mean, what did they need Mesiras Nefesh? They had all the revelation. They saw godliness.
There was a moment.
There was, but they didn't need Mesiras Nefesh in a day-to-day living with a Malik. So therefore, those generations, the Rebbe is bringing out a point over here, that Mordechai, in a certain respect, was more Raya Mehemna than Moshe Rabbeinu.
More Raya
Mehemna, more shepherd of Amunah. He said, the Bezesha Adair Shotzuchim says, David Bepoil, Chizku Rei Yisrael, is Pashtus to the Meshach. As Hamuna the Yisroel, that it should be Mesiras Nefesh, Nizgal Ha'onyan the Raya Mehemna, Be'inyan Zeh, in this aspect of Raya Mehemna, revealing the essence of the Neshama for the power of Mesiras Nefesh, this is Oid Yeisem Ibemesha Atzmei, is even more Raya Mehemna than Moshe Rabbeinu himself, in this aspect. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's generation didn't need Mesiras Nefesh.
And now think of the generation of the Rebbe after the Holocaust. How much more?
Yeah, and the Rebbe is speaking about the Friedrich Rebbe's time, that in Russia, communist Russia was pretty bad. Because again, he said before, and he's explaining it again, the primary level of kosis, of mor, is revealed only through Mesiras Nefesh. If a generation needs it, that's what the Rebbe gives it. And the Rebbe is going to explain the different levels of Mesiras Nefesh, and the whole point of Atta Tzavi is eventually the Rebbe explained Mesiras Nefesh of our generation, not the Friedrich Rebbe's generation. Friedrich Rebbe's generation was Mesiras Nefesh against communists, against this. Our Mesiras Nefesh is much more difficult because it's complacency of Golos.
America is
it's the Tandish.
The rabbi is, the Rebbe was like a doctor. He gave each person the dosage that he needed.
Correct.
It would have been too much, even if it would have been a good thing.
But there is, we mentioned this the other night, there is a klal and there is a prat. There is what a Rebbe does for klal Yisrael in general, and then the Rebbe also does every individual Jew accordingly. So, yeah, the spirit, the doctor prescribes a medication for each person's illness. The Rebbe prescribes a medication for each person's spiritual illness. But in addition to that, there's what the generation needs. There's a what generation, there's a general aspect of the generation.
The Rebbe's responsibility of the generation is given by above.
Yeah. That's why, don't you have one Moshe Rabbeinu still alive today? I mean, think about it, Eibishter could have made, he made a lot of miracles. He could have made the same Moshe Rabbeinu alive today. And Gendikt. But the answer is every generation, because it's a new generation, there's a different avoda than it was in the previous generation. So it's like the Rebbe explains it in Sichas. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take the Jews into Eretz Yisrael because Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Me, I only bus. Where do I get meat from? I'm a desert Jew, man. Well, you know, I'm." He can't lower himself to that level. So therefore, when it came to taking the Jews into Eretz Yisrael, yeah, Davish to made the Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, and because of that, he was punished. And bottom line is, because the Jews to go into Eretz Yisrael, that leader had to be Yeshua. It couldn't be Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua was an offshoot to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a revelation of Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation, but it had to be a different David of a different neshama and a goof. I mean, same neshama, but a different goof, because every generation has their own unique avoda that a previous Rebbe or Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not his thing. He couldn't do it. This is what this generation demands. Kiam shachas v'gili amuna k'mei shimitzat etzim in the shama through Moshe and Mitzbashu sedleshe b'chol dada ikir is galusa is mesiras nefesh b'poil. So therefore, the primary role of a Rebbe and Moshe Rabbeinu is to reveal Mesiras Nefesh in the Jews. Therefore, those generations that need a Mesiras Nefesh, like he's going to explain, by Mordechai, by Haman, that was Mordechai in that respect more than Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, V'yinei yuduam, she Mesiras Nefesh bepil, al teira mitzvah shekol Yisrael. Where was the Zayda against all the Eden of Torah Mitzvahs is only in the day of Purim. Why? Because all the other Zaydas, for instance, communism was in Russia, not in America. America wasn't affected by communism, or by keeping Torah Mitzvahs from saying. In the Inquisition, it was in Spain. Where was there a decree against Jews universally? Achashverosh ruled the world. He was a king over 127 countries. Achashverosh was a king over the entire world, civilized world, obviously. And that means anywhere Jews were, they had the Gezeirah of Haman. So where was the first time there was a decree against the entire Jewish nation? It was in the days of Mordechai, in the days of Haman. Bizman, he says, because Shemesidus I Hanukkah, he says no. Shemesidus Nefesh of Hanukkah in the time of the Greeks was Be'ikah B'matasyo Bonav, because they were the ones that had Shemesidus Nefesh against the Greeks. It's primarily them. Haman's Gzeda wasn't only against Mordechai, it was Am Mordechai. It was against all Eden. Vas Mesidus Nefesh Bizman Gzeda's Haman Haisim B'chol Yisrael. But the Mesidus Nefesh of all Eden basically was in the time of Purim. Val Pizeh Yesh Levayim. Based on this, we can understand what the Medrash says, what it says in the Maimer from the Medrash. The Medrash says, Mordechai in his generation went to Moshe. So the question is, Hagam Shev is Poshtus to the Moshe B'chol Dor. Listen, why doesn't it say that Shlomo was, David was Moshe B'dayre? Why does the Medrash pick on Mordechai? Because he says, "Mikomek Yisib beMedrash, SheMordechai Davka Yishaku beDere Kameisha beDere." It was only Mordechai the Medrash says. It doesn't go through Yeshua and Shaftim and all the other guys. Why? Bishleim Hashem Mailas to Mordechai Yehudi, Shuhayareya Mehem the Begilu Shekol Yisrael Shebedere. Because the only one that was Taka the leader, even these are Shleim Melech, there were Jews out in. Who was the Rebbe of the whole generation? Was Mordechai. B'dugas Moshe Rabbeinu. Shem Shechdas L'chol Yisrael Shebedeire. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe of his whole generation. So until Mordechai, you don't find the leader that was Mamish, the leader of every single Jew. Kamuv and Gami Zeshe Deire Shel Moshe and all his generation are called Der Deya. A Der of Das in Alokus. Elo shebemeisha yin gilu zeh yivodayim em naidei shim shechdas v'cholan shedeire. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu was called Der Deya, a der that had das in the Likud, but Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that revealed it. He says, Mordechai yigil inyin zeh. What was Mordechai's inyin? Shagili koyach ha-mesiris nefesh shebecholan shedeire. That Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean Mordechai did it also, revealed, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, revealed Das to his generation, that they felt the Lukus, Mordechai revealed the Kerech HaMesidus Nefesh in his generation. And now he says, V'yeshleimad, Da'idei shemevi ba'mayma shukosu b'medrash, shemordechai b'deirei shakum makamesha b'deirei, this that the Friedrich Rebbe brings down in the Maimon, that Mordechai in his generation was like Moshe Rabbeinu in his generation, he paskin for himself, so to speak, unknowingly. In other words, Rebbe says the fact that the Friedrich Rebbe said the uniqueness of Mordechai was that he was the Rebbe of his generation. The Friedrich Rebbe ruled on himself that he is the Moshe Rabbeinu of the whole generation. And like the Rebbe says, you know, in 40, like the mission we learned to pick up is din v'cheshbin, an accounting and a reckoning. First comes the reckoning, then you make the din. So he says no, because the rule person rules on himself unknowingly, like he says shemidaita shleimidaita, right? Hashem brings you a case, and the person makes a ruling not even knowing that it's on himself. He makes a ruling about somebody else, and then Hashem says, "You should know this is you." So the Rebbe said, by the Friedrich Rebbe saying that he is the Moshe Rabbeinu of the Mordechai was the Mordechai of the generation, that means that the Friedrich Rebbe is saying on himself that he's Mordechai of the generation, which obviously is clear that the Rebbe is saying on himself he's the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation.
Stronger than before
because the Mesiris Nefesh that the Rebbe needs to deal with is much greater. You know, in the Yud Shvat Sichus, the Friedrich Rebbe was Rebbe for 30 years. He became Rebbe in Tuf when his father passed away, Tuf Resh Pei, 1920. No, the Friedrich Rebbe, Rebbe ain't become Rebbe's right away. The Friedrich Rebbe's father passed away, Tuf Resh Pei, 1920. He was only child, so he definitely became Rebbe right away. And he passed away in 1950. So he's Rebbe for 30 years. The Rebbe said there was three decades. Okay, each decade had its own unique Mesiras Nefesh. 1920 to 1930, the first 10 years of his being Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, he had the Mesiras Nefesh that of against communism. Actually, we know, from 1920 to 1930 was Mamish a fight against communism. From 1930 to 1940, when the Friedrich Rebbe was in Poland, he said the Mesiras Nefesh was, like it says, by Yosef, Vayikanu, by Echov, that his brothers were jealous of him, that the other Polish Rebbes were actually jealous of his Friedrich Rebbe. Whatever, without going into what that means. And the last 10 years of the Rebbe's, the Friedrich Rebbe's leadership, it was when he was in America, Tavshin to Tavshin Yud, that America is Nitandish, America is not different. And the Rebbe explains these are three distinct levels of Mesiras Nefesh. The first 10 years fighting communism for Yiddishkeit. In America, he didn't have to fight communism. He had to fight that America is not different. And in the middle was the dealing with the other Rebbes of the other type of the other Jewish leaders, basically. And the Rebbe explained, because the true definition of a Rebbe is whatever that time, not only the generation needs, whatever that generation needs, whatever that generation needs is what the Rebbe does. The first 10 years he needed to fight Russia, he fought Russia. In that second generation, he had to come up with the Shita's Chabad, which was different than everybody else's Shita. That not in the man of Mesiras Nefesh, he did it. And he did. And you have the same thing in the Rebbe's decades of being a Rebbe. There was a different times. When the Rebbe became Rebbe in 1950, the Rebbe was fighting the fact of the Holocaust. The generation that came after the Holocaust when people were saying, what's going on? Where's God? The Rebbe dealt with that. And then the Rebbe dealt in the different decades of the Rebbe's leadership. There were different issues. In Tavshin Lamed, was me, Yehudi, who was a Jew, the law of return. There's a lot of issues. Anyway, don't forget, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh.
How come you didn't study this kind of before?
Huh?